Wisconsin police shoot man multiple times in the back who was breaking up a fight. Protests erupt. The Aegis Alliance, Kenosha, Wisconsin. Protesters gathered after police shot a man multiple times in Kenosha, Wisconsin, on Sunday. The man was in serious condition when he was transported to the hospital. The video that is believed to be of the shooting started making its rounds on social media. The video appears to have been taken from across the street, shows the man running to the side of an SUV. Police then yelled at him while they had their weapons drawn. Then one officer closely follows the man. The man then opens the vehicle's driver's side door, and the officer grabs the back of the man's shirt, then fires several gunshot rounds into the man's back. In the video, you can hear at least 7 shots being fired, but it's not clear as to how many officers fired their guns. This just happened in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Heartbreak hashtag Black Lives Matter. pic.twitter.com/QLW7BXTDZM. Crazy, at NO Limit Crazy, August 23, 2020. Kenosha police said they responded to a domestic incident at around 5:11 p.m. on 28th Avenue and 40th Street. Authorities mentioned the Wisconsin Department of Justice is launching an investigation into the shooting. Governor of Wisconsin Tony Evers released a statement and in it, he identified the man who was shot as Jacob Blake. The governor mentioned Blake was shot in the back multiple times, in broad daylight. While we do not have all of the details yet, what we know for certain is that he is not the first black man or person to have been shot or injured or mercilessly killed at the hands of individuals in law enforcement in our state or our country. Governor Evers stated, users on Twitter have pointed out that witnesses said Jacob Blake was innocent and he was in the middle of breaking up a fight between two women when police arrived on the scene in response to the domestic incident. People started to gather at the scene after the shooting. One neighbor said that Jacob Blake, who was shot, is a father, according to CBS 58. It's also alleged that Jacob Blake's children were watching at the time of the shooting. The incident has sparked protests amid public outcry. A protest is happening now after a domestic incident turned into an officer-involved shooting in hashtag Kenosha at 40th Street and 28th Avenue. Police confirm one person is in serious condition. People on scene say the apparent victim is a man, and father. At CBS 58, pic.twitter.com/JSG2ANS28. Kim Shine, at KimShineCBS 58, August 24, 2020. Protesters are currently at the intersection of 40th Street and 28th Avenue in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where the man was shot several times by police. Police say he's in serious condition. pic.twitter.com/bonhrxzvmb. Philip Lewis, at phil_lewis_, August 24, 2020. A reporter with CBS 58 named Kim Shine said that at around 9 p.m. local time the SUV vehicle was towed away. Zach Rodriguez, a board supervisor for Kenosha County, was at the scene following the shooting.
Rodriguez gave a statement and said, "I'm praying for that family, regardless of the situation. What happened here tonight highlights that we need body cameras for not just our sheriff's deputies, but our city police department as well." Update: Jacob Blake is in critical condition at the hospital and is fighting for his life. A viral post that has been circulating on Facebook appears to be a fake. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.